I'd like to introduce you to a problem that needs solving, but almost no one is brave enough to solve it. Those who try often chase their tails in circles of PTSD, post-traumatic stress diversity, where our approaches and our neurological pathways, our language centers, many things are changed through trauma that is extreme. You may or may not be familiar with this conversation. Maybe it's new to you. Maybe it feels strange. It may give you feelings that you're not sure what to do with. If we are truly going to look at the problems most worth solving, if we are going to solve the problems that give us the greatest leverage in helping people, in creating good environments that allow human beings and other beings to thrive, we have to look at this honestly together and bravely and use what we know and have the courage of the convictions of the words we use to describe what matters to us, what has meaning, and where our best energies should go.
So, I think a lot of people honestly don't see answers. I haven't seen answers myself in the past in the way that I do now. I feel like I see a lot of things better, and that's probably true of others as well. But not everyone has searched out the same things I have and others out there have. Who have been through difficult circumstances and who have pursued alternative paths. And I think the combination of those things, wanting to pursue alternative paths, plus being thrust into them in other ways, leaves an interesting combination, especially with meeting a varied mix of people through different circumstances and intentions. I think conversations are needed, and I think ways to help people see that solutions are possible in ways they may not have thought could help. Because I think if a person is confronted with more than what they're used to or comfortable with, it can be overwhelming and rejected, especially when there don't seem to be answers. And people often feel powerless, even if they do have a keyboard at their fingertips. And that's p partly because, regardless of what many people share, it's the relatively small number of influencers or people with audience or communities of people with small audience that and cultures and subcultures that dictate, so to speak, how things spread. And that's an important thing to explore.
So let's talk for a minute about what a trauma survivor experiences in particular circumstances when solutions are near but ignored. The trauma survivor does not have the luxury to wait on other people who have not survived the same trauma. The trauma survivor knows in her body that other survivors are surviving the same things currently, and that if she does not make sure that action is taken, none of them have safety. The trauma survivor recognizes that with her voice, she is able to gain for herself a certain kind of safety. But unless she makes action happen, change agents, she knows that these others do not even have her level of safety because her mouth is still moving and somebody somewhere might be listening. If the trauma survivor trying to take action is repeatedly stymied, the trauma survivor has a very understandable, biologically effective urge to say what she knows in the most powerful place she can say it. Now, there are a lot of professionals out there who get very nervous when talking about this kind of situation. If those professionals want to protect themselves, and if other professionals and survivors wishing to interact in professional spaces wish to aid these survivors of greatest trauma, wish not to force them into situations where they must speak by themselves in public places and be unsupported by others who are still too confused to take ne necessary action. We must have greater trauma-informed information in professional spaces because currently we have a public crisis where professionals are not trauma-informed and can't see what's happening in front of them when they are often people most equipped to respond to these crises, and they are in a position to do so most frequently. A great challenge in this same realm is when survivors of trauma try to speak about what they're experiencing. You may or may not be familiar with this conversation. Maybe it's new to you. Maybe it feels strange. It may give you feelings that you're not sure what to do with. If we are truly going to look at the problems most worth solving, if we are going to solve the problems that give us the greatest leverage in helping people, in creating good environments that allow human beings and other beings to thrive, we have to look at this honestly together and bravely and use what we know and have the courage of the convictions of the words we use to describe what matters to us, what has meaning, and where our best energies should go. My best energies must go towards having this conversation publicly and honestly so that others like me do not die unnecessarily in terrible ways that can be prevented if together we are willing and able to take action compassionately. You are listening to Intuitive Public Media at anchor.fm/intuitivepublicmedia. You are listening to the Public Survival Walkie Talkie Network and this Intuitive Public Radio, which we have built to center and strengthen the voices of survivors of particular severity. Seth Godin has suggested that people face their fears. If you are ready to face your fears, there is better nourishment here than anywhere else you will find. And this is ignored by most. So if you want to test your mettle, this is one way. See if you can get through everything I have to say. And if by the time we reach the end of our communications for the day, there is some possibility that you will have heard something that you feel inside yourself has made some kind of change, something that helps you feel more courageous, something that has helped you recognize there is something here really worth doing. Thank you for being brave and continuing. We are so wrapped up in what we've been taught about how it is appropriate or inappropriate to contact professionals. We don't tell them the truth. People making money are not told the truth. People creating powerful things for the market are not being told the truth. They're not being told the truth about the harms caused by their practices and the words they use. They don't want to know about it. they would beg off helplessness in wanting to know about it, but not being able to get the information, and all for lack of an honest conversation. So we dance around figuring out what to tell them because the truth isn't acceptable and it will hurt their feelings. Is this really what we're talking about? I feel it is problematic. If we know that we have a pattern of all of the abuse victims in the room, that's everybody, being unable to move past that kind of thrashing, where we are all Furbies talking about how to be very polite to those who are doing the hurting. Oh, but it's not them doing the hurting. Well, it isn't really anybody, is it? It isn't anybody's fault. Why don't we just die instead? It's so interesting how we lose the point. We lose the point when we're talking about reaching out to people with money because we have been really well trained not to bother them unless it's something important and would be deemed by them to be interesting. This is going on at different levels in society, and it is crushing the souls of everybody. But we've got to find a polite way to address it, or they won't pay attention to us. I think that would be great if we had the luxury. We don't. I'm tired of waiting for people who are comfy to recognize those who are suffering. And I'm tired of pretending there is some option for them responding in the right way. I don't think there is. I think they have to have their feelings hurt by the realization that they're hurting others. I don't know that I see a way for people to stop requiring the extreme efforts Seth creates in order to get through to them about emotional labor, if they don't recognize some of the trauma they've been creating. One of the reasons that Seth has to repeat himself in so many ways and get yowled about by people giving bad reviews is because the people that he's talking to, the people he's teaching skills to, they haven't been through the cheese grater of trauma enough to be able to act on those important impulses more effectively. And we have been pushed to the cheese grater of trauma, but we have not told them about it, most honestly, except in screams. And it's really a problem that those communities receive the screams but don't notice anything. It's a problem. That's a problem worthy of John Field's level of slight defensiveness and worry that he's going to be contacted in ways he's not ready to field yet. Yeah, that's going to happen. Because everybody in these positions who is using money in these ways, it's not me who's hurting them. But boy, have they hurt me as a result of me trying to be truthful with them. And what's happening to all of those without my big mouth? Seth, John, Chris Brogan, who else do we need to talk to? Because this is not okay and it's continuing to happen. We talking here may have the privilege of continuing to plan and continuing to edit. And other people are dying and they don't have that luxury right now at all. For us to be in this space working on this and forget about them is not okay. For us to make Seth and John and Chris comfortable while we alert them to what they are doing is super problematic. It's super problematic. And it's super problematic that I can't find people to scream with me when screaming is what needs to happen. And it's suicide in public. And I already decided I was fine with that because I didn't have much of a choice. Because the only people who would listen to me were the people who were fascinated by somebody willing to commit suicide in public. So let's talk for a minute about what a trauma survivor experiences in particular circumstances when solutions are near but ignored. This is where trauma survivors do not have a choice, do not have an option many times for whether or not they're going to say people's names when they call others to action. And this is where it seems like many people are afraid of being accused of rape, being accused of things that will compromise their reputations, when if they had the honest communications and courage to engage those survivors in private sufficiently so that the conversation is being had actively, so that people in danger are safeguarded who do not have the voices to speak. Trauma survivors like me would not feel biologically forced out into public to say people's names who are going to then stay away from the conversation because their feelings are hurt, because they are too afraid, because the people in their audiences have been trained not to be honest with them. Seth Godin, John Fields, Chris Brogan. Your names are the ones that come to mind when I think of professionals who teach responsibility on these subjects in these circles. Where are these three? I need them to come and talk to me. If they don't, what does that mean? This is not something we continue to talk about privately. This is something we share publicly and we ask others to respond to because it is the responsible thing. I was left for sex trafficking by people in these communities. I want to have a conversation about it, and I'm very curious to know who will avoid it and who will engage with it. Thank you to the members of these professional community-related communities who surely recognize by now how important it is to talk about these things.
One thought is, if things can be different, they need to move to becoming different. And I don't think the things that are needed for change and for things to be better, including for people to be at less risk of vulnerability that leads to terrible situations, should have to be as hard as it is made out to be. And the solutions include pathways to recovery and community and support. And there are ways to do this, and we are working on them. And it would be wonderful to have active collaboration and support and encouragement and participation from more people who are in a position to help. I guess one of the questions is, what do we want and what do you want? I understand part of it is for people to listen and pay attention and understand. And part of it is action focused on implementing solutions that do exist. If people don't see that as existing, if there's a tension between what can exist and what does, then something is missing. And I see a tension between ways to solve things and the fact that they are unsolved and people run from them. They run from the problems, even though there are solutions, because they may not know about those solutions or they feel overwhelmed or that it's not their place or need to do anything.